we invite you to join us for an interlude of Melody, Just Melody. Minutes of musical charm from William Flynn and his orchestra with Peg MacDonald, the Parkettes, and featuring the romantic voice of Jeff Brook.
Way down yonder in New Orleans.
That's Jeff Brook.
In the land of those dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. You know what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes start to twinkle with tender sighs. Stop, oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop, you bet your life you linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans.
Hi, folks. This is Jeff Brook making you welcome once again at our regular gathering of music and musicians known as Melody, Just Melody. And for my first ballad, I selected a song that's just crying out for a return to favor. As a matter of fact, I can't understand why it hasn't been revived already, because it certainly has all the qualities that go to make an evergreen. It's called Please.
Oh, please lend a little ear to my please. Lend a ray of cheer to my please. Tell me that you love me too. Oh, please let me hold you tight in my arms. I can find delight in your charms. Every night my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me.
Here's William Flynn and his fine orchestra to relieve the vocal pressure for a moment with a really rich arrangement of You and the Night and the Music.
Thank you.
just about here, I usually manage to inject a little feminine appeal into the program. And this time it's in the form, no pun intended, of lovely Peg McDonald. For your approval, Peg will present the Hoagy Carmichael song, I Get Along Without You, very well.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do. Except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh that is the same. But I've forgotten you just like I should. What a guy, what a fool am I to think my aching heart could kid the moon. What's in store? Should I fall once more? No, it's best that I stick to my tune. I get along without you very well. Perhaps in spring, but I should never think of spring, for that would surely break my heart in two. Yes, that would surely break my heart.
Thank you, Peg McDonald. And for my return to the microphone, William Flynn and I thought you may enjoy this version of one of the truly great ballads. It's got a certain haunting quality that seems to make a deep impression no matter how many times we've heard it sung. It's a vision of days gone by called The Kerry Dance.
Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with a wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Time goes on, and the happy years are dead, and one by one, the merry hearts are fled. Silent now is the wild and lonely glen, where the bright glad laugh will echo ne'er again. Only dreaming of days gone by, in my heart I hear love. voices of old companions stealing out of the past once more. And the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Carey piper's tuning made us long with a wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Carey dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon.
We'll be back with more Melody Just Melody in just a moment.
Must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you say, dear one, hold me fast. Start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last week steal before right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere, and now when they
you girls. The Moonlight was brought to us by our three favorite charmers, the Parkettes. Now, right on schedule, I'm happy to introduce our guest instrumental star. And on this occasion, it's that wizard of the accordion, Lou Tapano. Lou has a decided leaning towards the Latin rhythms, and we invite you to marvel at his flying fingers as they give us Montuna. Thank you. Lou Tapano and Montuna. You've probably noticed by now that after a brilliant number like that, I usually manage to slip in a rather simple type of song. That's what we call good balance. And this time it comes in the form of Just a cottage small by a waterfall at the closing of the day with someone to wait by a garden gate who will charm your troubles away. Be it humble and don't tumble down if there's love to welcome you. Just a cottage small by a waterfall is the place where if you recall and admired Ern Petifer's clarinet solo on The Flight of the Bumblebee, then I know you'll enjoy the next offering from William Flynn and his orchestra. It's an original composition by our good friend Ernie, and incidentally his own arrangement as well. It features the string section particularly, and has the cute title, Well, Bow Me Down. For a melody to say goodbye for now. And to close our program on a suitable note, we usually look for something that's fairly smooth. This time it turned out to be Blue Orchids.
I dreamed of two blue orchids, two beautiful blue orchids last night. Here in my lonely room, I dreamed of two blue orchids, so beautiful and bright, that I wanted to possess each tender bloom. Then my dream took wings, and through a thousand springs, blue orchids seemed in a world apart. Then when I met you, something pale and blue came stealing through the meadows of my heart. I saw my two blue orchids, my beautiful blue orchids last night. And what a sweet surprise when you looked at me. It was plain to see blue orchids only bloom in your
So we turn the last page of manuscript for Melody, Just Melody, written by Jeff Brook, produced by Alfred Potter, and directed by Cedric Zahara. You heard Peg MacDonald, the Parkettes, Lou Tapano, with orchestra and musical arrangements under the direction of William Flynn, and of course the romantic voice of your singing host, Jeff Brook. We do hope you'll join us again soon for more Melody, Just Melody, and until then, here's Jeff to sign off with...
If you say...